How are you?
I'm very, very well. What are you up to today besides talking to a lot of annoying people like myself?
I'm in the studio mixing some of the last songs that are going to go on Body Talk Part 2.
Now, 5 years ago, you put out Robin, and we started playing Konnichiwa Bitches. We played the shit out of Konnichiwa Bitches and Cobra Style.
Yeah.
It's been 5 years, and now you're putting out three albums in the 1 year. This seems very ambitious.
I don't really. I mean, it's not something I'm doing to try and break like a world record in how many albums you can release in a year. It's just something that happened very naturally. I started writing again in July last year, and we wrote a bunch of songs, and I just wanted to try and get them out sooner than later, and also be able to tour sooner. So I don't think I'm recording much more material than I usually do. I'm just doing it a different way and releasing it in parts. It's actually starting to make sense in a lot of different ways. I think people consume music differently, of course, nowadays. And, you know, people find what they want on the internet. You don't have to release an album with, like, 25 songs on them just to make people, you know, buy an album.
It seems like a very, honest way of doing it. Like, you know, hey, I've just written all these songs and recorded them. I'm really excited. I'm not going to wait for all the normal record company rubbish. Here they are right now.
Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense. It's logical and it's real and it's fun too.
It's pretty much just going to be record, tour, and then back in and record and tour times three, isn't it?
It is. I've just finished Body Talk Part 2. We're mixing it this week, and then I'm going to start working on the third album.
Cool. And the Body Talk Part 1, which we have, the CD itself kind of looks like you just got a texter and wrote over a blank recordable CD.
Yeah, well, it isn't, but that's what it's supposed to look like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so it was never an option that you thought maybe you'll just get a bunch of people just to write on a bunch of blank CDs?
No, I think it would have cost me more money to hire people to do that for me than
send it
off to the factory.
Very good point. Robin is on the phone. In the studio, where is the studio?
It's in Stockholm. I'm mixing Body Talk Part 2. I'm here finishing off the last songs before I send this album off to the factory.
That sounds
going to be released after the summer.
Mm-hmm. Right, and it's exciting too, because it was only a month ago, or less than a month really, that Body Talk Part 1 came out, and already this has happened to it, which you tweeted about yesterday.
Yeah.
When you were writing Dancing on My Own, did you have any idea that you could fit ACDC's You Shook Me All Night Long perfectly underneath it? The bit of a tempo adjustment.
No, I was, like, the way you're saying it is really describes kind of what happens when you write a song and you hear it in a new version. Sometimes it's like an out-of-body experience, and it definitely was when I heard that yesterday. I was laughing. But it sounds great. I didn't know that I wrote an old dude's rock song when I wrote Dancing on My Own.
You did. You breached that unbreachable divide between pop and Australian rock and roll. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, thank you. I love AC/DC. I'm a big fan, actually, so I was really happy.
And it was at least it was, you know, a song from when they were at their prime, you know, sort of those Bon Scott and Brian Johnson years, and not one off the last album. But you also, speaking of breaching unbreakable divides, you do a lot of stuff. You did The Girl and the Robot with Royksopp, which we play a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
See, they're Norwegian and you're Sweden, and we always hear about this sort of this fight between these two countries. Is that still a legitimate thing, or is it just rubbish?
Well, there's no fights, no fist fights, but there's this, you know, of course, natural, you know, neighbor, hate, love relationship. But me and Royksopp are very good friends, and we kind of, I think we're both people that kind of laugh at our own culture as well, so it works out fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you also, you worked with Royksopp on Body Talk Part 1 as well, on that None of Them song.
Yeah, we worked together again for my album. It felt totally natural since we had such a good time, you know, doing it for their album. And I think None of Them doesn't sound like anything they've done before, and it definitely doesn't sound like anything I've done before. So it's been really interesting working with them. I really like it.
It's some sort of musical alchemy. You're finishing Body Talk Part 2. Body Talk Part 1 we have right now, and you said it's an album about being lonely?
I think it's a universal feeling, something that everyone knows what it is. feeling lonely or sad is always something I write about, and it's something that pop music is supposed to handle, I think. Yeah, it's. I think I really found my voice on the last record, and there were things like Be Mine and Can It Your Bitches and With Every Heartbeat that I wanted to continue exploring. So you can describe it in lots of different ways, I think.
That's great. Yeah. I'm talking to Robin on Triple J. You get to do a duet with Snoop Dogg, I hear, on this, like, your second pairing with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, on Body Talk Part 2, there's going to be a song with Snoop. We met in Los Angeles a couple of years ago and had a really interesting discussion about music and decided to get into the studio together. So we did. It's a funny, very, very funny song, and I think...
What are the themes discussed in the song? Are there any overarching topics?
We're just being gangster, him and I.
Awesome. Something which would come naturally to you, I imagine.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Something that comes very natural to him, too.
Oh, yeah, that's very true. All right, I'm talking to Robin. We're
something we have in common, him and I.
That's true, yeah. Well, you were in the same posse together growing up on the mean streets, I'm pretty sure. I'm talking to Robin. Speaking of funny songs, I'm going to listen to Dancehall Queen with that you did with Diplo. And this is an homage to Ace of Base, your compatriots?
I don't know if it's an homage, but it's when we were making the song, Diplo said he wanted to make an Ace of Base song. And even though I wasn't ever really a fan, I totally understood what he meant. So I got it, and we made Dancehall Queen together.
Great. Yeah, I still love Ace of Base because of the way that they would do, like when I was growing up, because I was just learning piano, and it was like they were in one key for the verse, and then the chorus went to minor or went back to major again. And I was like, that was like, you know, ridiculously, Ace of Base taught me tonality when I was learning the musical instrument.
Yeah, so why not?
Is there any chance of coming out to Australia?
I'm coming out. I'm planning a tour now. I can't say exactly when it's going to happen, but it's going to be before the year is over. I did some great shows there last time, and I'm really excited to come back.
Lindsay McDougall is the doctor.